welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast, and it is time for another quickie because there is always time to fit it in, right? So inspiration is vital. You hear me say that once a week, every week. We have to feed our brains, and I can't even tell you how important this is. It's just as important as nourishing our bodies daily, eating daily, drinking water daily, because growth is where the happiness lies, and that's what we are meant to do as humans. And I believe when we are not growing, that's when we get unhappy and we're truly regressing. So we're either constantly growing or we're actually going backwards, which is a crazy thought. So today I want to share with you something. I was in the airport flying back from speaking in Arizona, and I grabbed a magazine. It's Inc. magazine with Tony Robbins on the front cover. I don't know if I would have ever grabbed this magazine before that, to be quite honest with you, even though I'm obsessed with business. So thank you, Tony Robbins, for being on the cover, because it made me find this hidden gem that I'm actually going to subscribe to. So, really amazing magazine. The second I opened it, I really started, already just learning things that I can implement right away and getting so inspired. So with that, I read the opening article in the editor's letter, of the magazine, and it talks about, I'm going to share it with you. So he talks about a speaker that was talking at one of their Inc. conferences, and his name is Bob Parsons, and he is the founder of GoDaddy and Parsons Extreme Golf. And he was talking about his time in service as a Marine rifleman in Vietnam. And he says he confronted the likelihood that he was not going to make it out alive in a certain situation that he was in. So he was sent in after basically the whole squad he was in had just lost a ton of men, and he was sent in again as the second wave. And this is when he really said that he had the anxiety attack of his life, because he was very aware of what just happened to the men before him. And he said he was just, you know, paralyzed in fear. And it wasn't until he accepted. Now, this is an extreme case, but I was so moved by his words after this, that he accepted that he may not make it out alive, but he could do the best job that he possibly could, regardless of the outcome. He said in this moment where he truly just accepted it, he said it was transformative for him. And he's quoted saying, and this is for business and for life, he says, if you can accept the worst that can happen to you and live with it, you will become Superman or Superwoman. You can do anything because your mind doesn't get in your way. Self-doubt is what holds people back in business, he says, but if you can accept the worst and do the best job you can, you'll find you can accomplish more than you ever dreamed. So no doubt that he took this into his business life and made explosive businesses because he has that point of reference. But obviously that is an extreme case, but I can tell you, I want to share something with you, because as I really go into planning for my annual event called The Bliss Project, which for more information, that is at theblissproject.info. It's growing and growing and growing. We're actually sold out. I think we now have like 330 women coming. The room is at maximum capacity. And we have a waiting list of about 100 people. So next year it will be 500, and I'm hoping to double after that. So how on earth did I even start that though? Especially at the time when I started it, I was not known for speaking and I was not known for doing mindset things. You know, at that point I was, you know, fitness. I definitely talked about mindset in my gym. I was going to different events. I was taking different courses, but people hadn't yet known me or come to me for mindset, mindfulness, right? It was just like, who are you to throw this huge mindfulness event with 200 women that you want to get from Lord knows where? I mean, please put yourself in my situation. I was so freaked out, you guys. First of all, where were these people going to come from? Second of all, how were they going to trust me with actually taking them into this space? Thirdly, oh my gosh, do you know all of the like crazy, scary fantasies I almost went like the road that I went down with these thoughts, like what could go wrong? What if I look like an idiot? What if I totally forget everything? What if I get too nervous to go up there? What if I have panic attacks? What if things go wrong in the audience? What if, oh my gosh, I mean, I could have totally gone there and truly threw myself in a frenzy. And once in a while, I would start to feel that fear creep in and I would just say, okay, what's the worst that could possibly happen in this situation? And could I deal with it? Could I have people to help me handle it? Could I work through it? Would I be able to get over it? Could I handle it with love? Could I forgive myself? Could I do the best that I possibly could in any situation that would or could arise, right? And I just really sat there and thought, yes. But here's what I know that I couldn't do. And this is what I used all the time as fuel. I can't go through the rest of my life with this massive desire and knowing that I am called to do this work, that I am called to speak, that I am called to be a successful businesswoman, that I am called to help people shift spiritually and find their path and find their purpose, that I am called to help the masses, and that requires getting in front of a lot of people and facing my fears. What I can't deny is that if I don't do this, I can't live with it. I can't live with that dream dying inside of me. But what I can live with is if things go wrong, I can forgive myself. I can figure it out. I can move on. I can seek help. I can move through. And I know that you can all move through too. There's one thing that we can't change at the end of our lives, and that truly is regretting. So if you know you are called and you can accept, right? Work on accepting it. It's not going to be easy. This was something I had to work on. Work on accepting the worst that could happen, but then focus on the best possible outcome. You do not want it to be a focus, right? You just want to say, I could accept that, moving on now. I could accept that, moving on now, right? You don't let that take roots in your mind and take over. You're acknowledging, you're saying, I could accept that, and you're moving forward because people want to help you. You're not in this alone. If you say yes to something, you have an army of angels who want to help you. I call all of my amazing friends that show up who are in the trenches with me, they're my earth angels, right? So the second that you say yes, you start finding those people who are saying yes to life as well. And trust me, these are powerful, amazing people who are waiting for you to say yes so that you can join this movement, right? Join this movement. You know it's in you. You are being called. Don't just sit there. Do something today to say yes and accept it and move through. I'm telling you, this is where life begins. So when we come from a place of fear, we forget how to live. I just heard this quoted by actually my Soul Cycle instructor, Lindsay Buckley, who said, when we come from a place of fear, we forget how to live, because facing our fears is living, right? All of the beauty is on the other side of just saying yes to the thing you know you want to do. So you guys, thank you so much for always being on here. It means the world to me if you would share, rate, and review so that we can get on some really, really powerful, incredible guests. That's how you've helped me get people on, is by sharing, rating, reviewing, getting the word out there. So this is all through you guys, and I so appreciate you. So have the most magnificent day. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.